It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food and food culture. And the food system here in the Granite State has again been recognized as one of the strongest in the country. Joining me now is Martin Langeveld of Strolling of the Heifers, the Vermont organization which produces the Locavore Index. Welcome back to All Things Considered.
Good to be here.
New Hampshire has ranked third. That's the same ranking it had last year. But that's not to say that there's been no change in the food system in this state. What's new in this year's rankings that's worth noting?
This year, we added to the index, to the data that we fold into the index, the percentage of school districts in each state that have active farm-to-school programs. And this varies quite a bit by state, but it turns out in New Hampshire, 81% of the school districts have farm-to-school programs, which are programs by which not only are there fresh local foods brought in to the cafeteria and so forth, but there's also curriculum components that focus on the value of local foods and understanding the food system and learning something about farming and agriculture.
The state also has a food hub now. It's in Colebrook in northern New Hampshire. Could you describe what a food hub is for those who don't know, and then also what they show about a state's local food system?
Yeah, a food hub is basically a distribution, an aggregation and distribution location or operation that gathers food from local farms and food producers and then distributes it to local stores, schools, restaurants, institutions, and so forth. So it just makes the local food system more efficient because instead of every farmer having to drive to every store or school to sell produce or whatever it is, there's a good aggregation distribution system.
You mentioned the farm-to-school programs, and that's an example of how local food systems touch a growing number of areas as they grow. There's schools, but it could also be hospitals. And as you noted, that's a new factor to consider with the rankings in the Locavore Index.
Yes, and we don't have good data on the farm-to-institution programs yet. But really, if you check with any hospital or college food system or even jails, you know, penitentiaries, are starting to say, let's try and get a percentage of our food from local sources. So that really is a positive development, and we'll be looking for more data on that going forward.
In addition to New Hampshire's ranking, Maine is at number two, and Vermont is at the top of the index. Is this that there are particular advantages that boost those rankings?
Yeah, well, New England just is in good shape. Rhode Island is number six, and Massachusetts is number 11. But part of it also is that we have in this whole region a lot of very diversified farms, you know, farms that are not monocultural. They're not producing just one thing outside of the dairy business, which, you know, basically is one product. But if you go to states in the Midwest or the South, you find, you know, an awful lot of farms that are basically all they're doing is growing corn, or all they're doing is growing soybeans, and there's not that much diversification, and especially not a component, at least at many farms, of a direct-to-consumer sales component, like whether that's a CSA or whether that's a farm stand or selling at the farmer's market or selling into a food hub for local distribution.
Martin Langeveld of Strolling of the Heifers, great to talk with you again.
Thank you.
You'll find a link to this year's Locavore Index at the Foodstuffs blog. That's at nhpr.org.